ain't never did this before, no. And I ain't never did this before, no. And I ain't never did this before.
You know that feeling.
Oh, no.
Hello. Excuse me. This is the Opposedly Podcast, and welcome to the Opposedly Podcast today, Wednesday, January 8th, on the brink of World War III, national disasters, drafts, President Trump, President Trump, El Pinche Trumpul. I don't know what's gonna happen. I thought we were already at war with Iran, or was that Iraq, or like, what the fuck? Like, I can't even keep track of all these wars. Like, you know, they're just all bullshit, and you just get, it's just like the U.S. just gets led into it. You know, it's like, let's just do all this shit to, you know, fucking infuriate all these people, you know, murder a leader of a, you know, a political leader or a military leader, you know, whatever it was a leader of a country, you know, and I haven't looked into it much, so, you know, I just know what I'm reading from the headlines. But yeah, it's an incredible time to be alive here in January, what did I say, 8th, 2020. We're in the 20s, and it seems like we're heading into the 1920s. This is, like I said, an incredible time to be alive. And today I am on my way to work. You don't say. Yep, just on my way to get a paycheck and pay the bills. And so far, so good. I have had a perfect commute to work so far. No issues. Smooth sailing so far. It's been a good experience. So yeah, what's up, everybody? What's new? Aaron Zabriskie. Wow, I'm catching all these lights, but I'm catching them like perfect. Like, I'm getting there just in time before they turn yellow, you know. And there's little traffic, you know. I'm a little bit later than I was. I have been pretty early these last couple days. But yeah, it's a day to be mourning for sure. You know, good morning. We're mourning after death. We're mourning after having to go to work. I don't know. I'm not very enthusiastic about work today. I don't know if I'm ever enthusiastic about it. Today I'm specifically, like, my shoulder's kind of dislocated for some reason. I don't know where that's coming from, where that issue is stemming from. But whatever, I guess I'll deal with it along with the other issues. But yeah, besides that, everything's A-okay. 39 degrees. It's pretty great outside. As I come up against a car who is swerving and looks like they're drunk and they're swerving and they're not staying within the lines, but it's actually just a teenager who's texting. As I come across another green light, which has had just turned yellow as I hit the intersection. So it's a, I don't know, it's one of those days. It's been smooth sailings. I have yet to catch a red light. You know, I might get to work at the same time I did yesterday, simply by avoiding traffic. It seems like there's a certain time, there's a couple times where it's just almost unbearable. But yeah, it's good. It's so bizarre. I just thought, like, so when you go to a dentist and they numb you, you know, they stick those needles in the back of your canines, on the very back row, you know, into your gums, into behind the bone, your jawbone, and fuck, I hate it. Yeah, so when that happens, you know, so then you become numb. So the most bizarre feel, like a very bizarre feeling to me, is that feeling, you know, when the numbing effect starts to go away, to where when you grab, like, for example, you grab your lip, you feel, let me think about it for a second. So it feels, so you have sensitivity on your fingers, but you don't necessarily have it yet in your lip. So it feels like dead skin, like a dead person. I don't know, like, I guess I just had the thought, like, maybe that's how it feels to have a limb on you that's paralyzed. You know, maybe you can't feel, but, you know, you obviously, you know, that's something there, but you're not getting any sensations out of it. It's very weird, for sure. 36 degrees. So obviously, it's getting a little cooler as I head further east. It is a gloomy and cloudy day. I'm running low on gas. However, I have yet to see the gas light come on, so I might be able to make it to payday. So I don't know, there's a lot of things going for me today. There's also a lot of shit going for me today, because I have all these bullshit meetings, you know, and I have all these meetings with bullshit people. No, not that, like, let's just say just some, you know, I guess I don't know how I can describe them, you know. They're just, I guess, very unempathetic, and, you know, some kind of unthankful, you know, and especially unempathetic. You know, they don't really understand how it's like to have all this work thrown at you, you know, like if I could just focus on one thing, you know, I could have a lot of stress, less stress, a lot more focus in my job, do a better job instead of dangling five jobs at the same time, you know, and it's just fucking stupid. It's just like all this shit gets thrown at me all the time, and I just don't want to deal with it anymore, quite frankly. I hate people, man. And not humans, just certain characteristics that stand out across all levels of humans. What's going on here? This guy's taking up 8 parking spots at work. And since you guys have already started hearing the ridiculousness of my work, like people, oh, so people are lifting up their, one person is at least the only person, their windshield wiper, so, you know, I'm guessing it's gonna snow. I haven't looked at the forecast, but, you know, it kind of does look like it's going to do something. Yeah, I don't know. It's a beautiful day today. I am going to go ahead and go inside. It was a quick ride to work today. It was amazing. And the most amazing part is I could partake this adventure with my fellow. And I do appreciate you listening in to the Apostle Show today. And I hope you have a wonderful day.